going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, welcome back. Coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft on WGR is presented by Fiegel Carr and Joyce, your Board of Attorneys, and brought to you by New York Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Northtown Automotive Group, Northtown Automotive, official automotive dealer of the Buffalo Bills, and by the Quilted Squirrel, great websites, more leads, real growth for your business. Learn more at tqsmarketing.com. So the final pick of the fourth round in the books. We're officially on to round five. Jordan Watkins, wide receiver out of Ole Miss, the latest pick and the last pick in the fourth round. And round five now underway, and we are on to pick 140, the second pick in Carolina. Minnesota kicked things off by taking Tyrion Ingram Dawkins, defensive tackle out of Georgia.
We're almost there.
Are we?
But we're on round five, and the Bills have, what, three picks in this round?
I believe they have two
picks. They have two. But it's way later in the fifth round.
Yeah, 170 and 172?
170, 173.
173.
Got a little while here. I was listening to something interesting in the break. It was from about 2 hours ago, but we mentioned we don't have the sound on in here, so we don't really get to hear a lot of these reports. Like Peter Schrager and Adam Schefter are talking. I have no idea what they're saying. But it was Tom Pelissero. And he was talking about the Shedeur Sanders stuff, and we spent a lot of time talking about it, why he's falling, where he's at, the media circus, what have you. Pelissero kind of went in on it with Mike Garafolo, talking about the actual interview process, and he started to kind of go into detail about what he was hearing about that interview process. Nate, it was going back to 2024, last March, talking about how Sanders was conducting himself, Deion was conducting himself, saying that, you know, Travis Hunter, Shedeur Sanders,
yeah,
that they would sort of pull an Eli if they went to a team that they didn't really want to go to. And I guess that has continued into this year where they were sitting down for interviews, Shedeur was sitting down in interviews and sort of conducting itself like he was running the interview.
Yeah.
And that it's he
like
was
Step
running
Brothers.
The show.
It's kind of like Step Brothers where he's like, I'm actually going to interview you. And how much money do you make per year taxes?
But that's the thing, too. Like, we're all talking about how the media kind of failed him and such. But if that's really how he was conducting himself, that's some of the worst advice and or just – Deion, you played in the league for years. You covered the league in the draft for years for the NFL Network. You know how that was going to come off to these teams.
Yeah, that – and on top of that as well, too, I think – what are they talking about Sam Howell for?
Could be a trade candidate.
Interesting. him deciding not to play in any of the – he didn't showcase himself at all.
And that was another thing, too, is that he went to the East-West Shrine Game where they were like, okay, cool, you're coming to an All-Star Game. You have to practice. He chose not to practice. Then at the Combine, he didn't want to interview with certain teams. He didn't perform on the field. There was a lot here that Shador clearly needed to do that either he was deciding not to do, or now I'm getting really nervous about how Deion is conducting this as well, as someone that, again, played in the NFL for a long time, covered the NFL for the NFL Network and specifically the NFL Draft, and was either letting his son or was telling his son to act like you're going to be the number one overall pick, when no scout has really hidden from the fact that he's probably got a second round talent. But maybe a team is desperate enough in the first round, a la Pittsburgh at 21. You know, now it seems like forever ago. Maybe taking him. Just the more and more we get here, the more and more I'm wondering. He's not getting drafted purely because everyone's like, yeah, he don't fit us at all. And that attitude maybe isn't going to change. I feel bad for the prank call. It looks like it was Ole Miss students that did it. I'm a little surprised by that as well, just purely for the fact that it was kind of well known that Shador Sanders got a new phone specifically for the draft. So I'm a little surprised how that number got out there. But I feel bad. But if this is how you're conducting yourself by the entire Sanders family, the hell were you doing?
Yeah.
This was not your first rodeo, and you've been a part of this for a long time.
Let's go to the phones. Keith's been waiting patiently. Keith, you're on with Nate, Zach, and Derek. What do you got for us, brother?
Hey, yeah. Thanks for having me on. Sure. I was wondering, hearing about you guys say not many receivers left on the board you'd be interested in. I know Isaiah Bond. I know Zach kind of understands the talent that he's got. I was wondering, I know with his whole legal issues going on right now, I was wondering what your thoughts were on him.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Keith. I would tell you, if he's going to get drafted, it's going to be soon. You'd have to feel very good about, you know, he turned himself into the police. He had an outstanding warrant for his arrest. It's happened so recently. You know, I'm not sure anyone is going to feel like they have the requisite information to make move like this, where they'd feel comfortable doing it. But, you know, we'll see. And the Vikings right now are trading out of pick 142 and trading in are the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah,
and I wonder if they were just talking about
traded to the Vikings.
Yeah,
I was wondering.
I think that's part of this. I think that's this trade is Sam Howell is going to the Vikings.
I kind of like, we were just talking about, could they be a potential for Shador Sanders?
That's gone.
It was obvious they wanted more quarterback help in that room. And getting Sam Howell is a nice play. He started a lot of games in the league his first two seasons. Mm-hmm. You know, went to Seattle last year as part of the, what trade was that? They just traded, it was just the Commanders trading because they were drafting Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
So a nice little move up here for the Seattle using an extra roster player they weren't planning on using.
Yep. Real quick on the Bond thing too. I think he has first round, second round talent. I think you can get him late first, early second before all the allegations came out. I think he was really hampered by an ankle injury that he had and also some pretty poor quarterback play by Quinn Ewers. He was somebody around the Michigan game, so probably October. I thought there was no shot that he was going to be there for the Bills at, you know, 30 or wherever they were going to end up being drafting in late first round because of the talent he had. And he was really blossoming for Texas. Again, an ankle injury and then never really getting back on the same page with Quinn Ewers really caused him some issues. His tape, if you go look at it, just the tape, there is a number of times he is running wide open down the field and it's just an airmailed pass by Ewers, just so much loft for his balls, and it caused a lot of issues. To me, it's the legal problems that have arisen for him that are causing him to fall. Could I see the Bills picking him in the sixth round? Yeah, I could see any team doing that purely because it might be a second-round talent you're getting in round two.
And what you might do is say, you know, it's a fifth, it's a sixth, we'll spend it, and if he never ends up playing it down in the NFL,
no harm, no foul.
There's
a good chance whoever we took in the sixth round wasn't making the team, so, you know, what does this hurt for us? I think that's kind of where it's at. The receiver I'm looking at now, if the Bills are to take one, is Torrey Horton, the wide receiver out of Colorado State. He fits the mold they have. They brought him in on a visit. I am a little surprised, though, with all the receivers they brought in, they have not touched that position yet. It is around this area, though, but I did think they would do it maybe in the third or fourth round. They kept going defense. They have gotten to that point, though, now, Nate, where that is
– Riley Mills!
They are trying to make that a rotation. Riley Mills, another defensive player out of Notre Dame. How do you feel about that season?
I liked Riley Mills a lot. I think his absence in the national championship game was huge for them.
Yep.
Absolutely.
7.5 sacks.
You know, to me, he ends up being, he had 7.5 sacks last year. He was at times their best defensive player. Mm. And, you know, I think it's going to be a fit of, or a matter of what his fit is in the NFL in terms of position. He's going to a 4-3 defense, so it looks like he'll probably play 3-tech. I viewed him maybe with his highest ceiling being a 5-tech and a 3-4, like the end. But, yeah. You know, he can play inside. He can play outside. He's got some versatility. Like, a guy that I don't think, if you were to ask Marcus Freeman to, you know, talk to you about it, you could go, I'm sure, days talking about
Mills.
Riley Mills being just an unbelievable leader and production late in his career, was a 4-year starter, came back.
Would they say 3-year captain as well?
Yeah.
I mean, at Notre Dame, that's impressive. We are getting to a point, we're already seeing, me and you both have rooting interests here, Texas, Notre Dame. We're starting to see those players start getting drafted more out of those programs, and I think it's only going to become more and more and more.
Especially with the coaching staffs in place and the recruiting programs they have. And let's be honest, the NIL resources both programs have.
I feel like people downplay how much Notre Dame has.
Their alumni by itself.
Bingo.
I mean, they just got a huge, huge investment from who's the worst guy in the world that we hate? We're not allowed to play his music. Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi recently.
I was like, I could go a lot of different places.
I thought this was going in a different direction.
I was like, we could go a lot of different places. Other Jordan Phillips goes to Miami as well.
Man, they took both the defensive tackles people talked about liking here in Buffalo.
But yeah, Notre Dame's NIL pool is going to be absurd. And then you also have the added bonus. I think Andrew Luck has talked about this with Stanford as well, is just the Stanford and or Notre Dame brand, where the connections you have post-football is going to be absurd, and that's going to be another thing to build up. I imagine they're going to get a lot of talent soon. I can't see a world where Marcus Freeman and Steve Sarkisian don't win a national title in the next 5-6 years.
Yeah.
I think both programs are
another
here to
trade.
Stay now. Seattle going back again?
Seattle's going back. Well, they moved up.
That's right. They moved up. This is a different pick. Okay.
Now they're moving back with Cleveland.
Cleveland. Shedeur Land. Come on.
No.
Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders. Let's go.
No, I think it's more likely. Maybe another defensive pick or maybe a wide receiver here.
Could be.
But Sal Capaccio is available and ready to join us here on the West Hurla Hotline from One Bills Drive. Sal, it's been a quiet afternoon. The Bills obviously moving up in the fourth round to take Deion Walker. You guys had a chance to talk with him on the Zoom call. Big body. This is sort of the beef people were looking for maybe earlier in the second round. You said it. Earlier when we had you on this morning, like in what Brandon Bean had talked about, is the marquee pass rushers, those were the guys they were identifying early in this draft with some of the beef later. And look at this. I mean, they take one of the bigger guys in this draft, 6'7", his playing weight, 345. They found stoutness in the middle, that's for sure.
They did. It will be interesting to see. Do the Bills plan on right away? My assumption is, we'll hear from Brandon Bean later, guys. My assumption is they will put him at the one technique. We've talked so much about that. But he did play the three a little bit more, actually, than the one at Kentucky. Now, college is a different game. Obviously, guys move around and have different skill sets you could take advantage of against guys on the other side of the line of scrimmage. That being said, one thing that, you know, he will have to do, if he's going to play more of the one technique, more inside, like a nose guard type of player, he's got to get a lot lower. If you watch him on film, he stands up a lot. He doesn't have the lowest pad level. I'm not knocking him. That's why he's a fourth rounder at his body type and size. He does move up and down the line of scrimmage very well. He's an athletic guy for his size. So this isn't a true space eating type of one technique, but it is a bigger body. So I'm interested in see how the Bills see him fitting in here. But another defender from the SEC, another teammate of Kentucky, Ray Davis and Maxwell Hairston. And the Bills continue to remake their defense through the 2025 NFL draft.
So, Sal, while you were talking, we just got a report from Jordan Schultz of Yahoo that Shedeur Sanders is coming off the board here at pick 144 to the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, wow.
Who took Dylan Gabriel in the third round. We finally have the stop of the slide here for Shedeur Sanders, but I don't know that I understand the pick of Dylan Gabriel a few rounds before.
Aren't you kind of like, this is weird if you're the Cleveland Browns. I guess, are they competing? You're almost creating more of a, I don't know if I want to call it word circus, right? And that's been thrown around a lot. I don't know if you're creating more of a type of distraction there. Shedeur Sanders drafted by the Cleveland Browns. And just talking here is my buddy John Worrell is walking by me too. And we are, I don't know if distraction or circus is the word. I'm scratching my head here.
Mm-hmm.
You already took Dillon Gabriel. Like, this is going to be even more of what you might not have wanted in the first place by doing this. But that being said, there is still opportunity to start at quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
The preseason got super interesting now. Just to watch to see how that's going.
Ooh. I mean, the Bills play them too this year, by the way. The Bills play the Browns this year.
In the preseason. Or no, in the regular, season. The regular season.
In the regular season. The Bills play at the Cleveland Browns this year.
All right. I kind of like that. Sal, back on DM Walker, I know he talked at length with you guys about this as well, his back injury. He got really in-depth talking about, like, you know, having difficult days, like getting out of bed and working on that. I wonder, too, if that's really played into kind of, you know, his pad level being tough. I mean, there are times on film you see that whole 6-7 frame.
Yeah, I agree with you. And maybe, I mean, he did talk about the pain of it, but, you know, he also played through that. And obviously the medicals matter a lot. The Bills had to do their due diligence and investigate that, go through the medical process. But when you're talking about a guy who had a back injury, playing through pain with the back, that can really matter, especially for these bigger guys. It does impact them getting that low, Zach. You're right. And, you know, maybe that's something that we'll be able to be, he'll be better at once he gets in Buffalo and he gets, you know, in their program and gets coached up. And, you know, Marcus West, their defensive line coach, Coach Nielsen, their new senior defensive advisor, he said he met with those guys. He really hit it off with them. Coach Babich, obviously, Bobby Babich, their defensive coordinator. So these are people, Sean McDermott, they're going to, you know, be working on that. I mean, look, we're in the fourth round now, right? Fourth, fifth round now. But, I mean, that's a fourth round pick. And I just caution any Bills fan to think that somebody's getting drafted at this point in the draft just walking in and making an immediate impact. Mm. Can it happen? Sure. I mean, Christian Benford started as a sixth-round pick. It's happened. I don't think that can be the plan, though. It's just those things do happen. But if that's a plan, then your roster isn't good enough. And the Bills' roster is good enough where that shouldn't have to be the plan.
Right, and then we talked a lot about that, too. When they had 10 selections, it was like, well, how sure are we that 10 guys are going to make the team? Sal, I will say, though, with the defensive line picks, specifically with the Bills, and I wanted to look up the snap counts as well, for a team like the Eagles, I think they really, and I thought this for a while, that they really want to do what Howie Roseman has done with the Eagles, that has kind of led them to two Super Bowl victories in different windows here, of just having that rotation of defensive linemen that can go in and out of the rotation. They have basically one of their primary guys in Jalen Carter over 75% of their snaps. Really, it's over 60%. They just come at you in waves, getting you into the fourth quarter where that offensive line is exhausted. And I think that's kind of what the Bills are trying to do here with we've talked about it almost endlessly at this point now, of just how much.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
How many bodies they have.
Yeah, I agree with that. Now, you can only dress so many guys on game day, right? I mean, it's not like you can, you know, dress up 12 defensive linemen and keep coming at you. You're right about that. Someone tweeted at me earlier today, like, what are they going to do with all these guys? Like, what are they doing? They're just drafting guys who aren't going to play. Well, this might be a good time to remind everybody, you have 90 guys at training camp. There's going to be a lot of guys on the roster that aren't going to make the team, that aren't going to play, that are going to be on the practice squad. And then once you get to the 53-man roster, you're going to have a couple inactives every week. The Bills generally dress 8 or 9 defensive linemen. A lot of times it's 5 edge and 4 defensive tackles, but sometimes it's 4 and 4. Could be 5 and 4, 4 and 5, either way. A lot of times it's just 4 and 4. So they're only going to dress probably, even if they only dress 8 this year, right? I mean, like, there's going to be somebody squeezed out. And there's going to be somebody squeezed out at camp that we might not know, right? I'm not sitting here predicting it, guys, but, you know, look at the money you could save on A.J. Epenesa. I think the Bills like A.J. Epenesa enough, and, you know, he was a guy that he's always been a good Buffalo Bill for them, putting up some decent numbers, not great. Look at Daquan Jones, right? His age, production was a little off last year. Like, is there a spot here where maybe a guy we don't think of now gets to training camp and somebody pushes him off the roster? Maybe they get a pick for somebody, a future trade for somebody. There's also injuries that happen, right? I mean, you got to have depth. You got to build that out. You got to see what happens once you get to camp. So, yeah, I wouldn't get too caught up in the bodies and the numbers they have for everybody out there, because last year, as we said, the Bills brought 18 players. I think at one time they had 18. They had 17, I think, throughout most of training camp at that particular position, and these things just seem to work themselves out.
Sale, last thing for you. The Bills pick again at pick 170. They've got to pick a couple picks later at 173. And then they've got a couple of sixths as well, and that seventh. Are you envisioning maybe another trade up here? I know we were talking about the numbers game and not potentially making 10 total picks in this draft, but wondering from your perspective, what's the next position to go off the board here for the Bills?
I wonder when they start to dip on the other side of the ball. I think wide receiver could make sense. I put a poll up earlier. I asked you guys this, and I said, you know, it's a good poll because I think in the fifth round, a guy's making the team. Generally, I think it would be maybe sixth round where you start to say, okay, I don't know if these guys are all going to make the team. I think anybody fifth or earlier is almost a lock to make the team just based on the asset you put in. You know, so if you take a wide receiver here in the fifth round, he's probably making the team, but then who doesn't? I don't know. So I don't know if that's really a spot where they think they can get a guy a jersey. Sixth round might be where you might do that. Where can you see a guy still making the team in the fifth round? That's a good question. I think backup safety could still be a possibility. I think it depends on what they think about what they have at linebacker. What do they think about Eddie Ulofosio? What do they think about Joe Andreessen? I think those are good questions to ask, and I think that you could still add to those spots.
All right, Sal. We'll hear from whoever the Bills pick at 170, 173, and you as well. Appreciate the time as always.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
Sal Capaccio live from One Bills Drive on the West Her Hotline. Our national nightmare is over.
I needed to come back early from lunch.
I just
what is
don't
Andrew?
Understand.
Did I not say this like 30 minutes ago? What is Andrew Berry doing?
I just don't get it.
The guy's an idiot. Thank goodness we don't have to cover the Cleveland Browns, because I would not know what to do with my life with Andrew Berry as the general manager.
But like, really, I feel bad for Dylan Gabriel. Like I'm with
no,
Nate.
No, congratulations on getting drafted, kid. Now you're getting cut because you're not better than the pick that just happened.
Yeah, and that's my thing. Sanders, I saw as a second, third round pick. Gabriel, I saw as like a sixth, maybe seventh even.
Yeah.
And he's going to look significantly worse. Sanders doesn't have a bazooka of an arm. It's better than Dylan Gabriel's. He doesn't have to set up for every throw over 35
yards.
Dylan
Gabriel was threatening to be undrafted. They took him with a third round pick in a deep draft.
Yeah, it just doesn't make a lot
of
sense.
Andrew Berry
two running backs.
Give Kevin Stefanski the coach of the year just for putting up with this nonsense.
puts up with a lot. He really does.
Oh, my God.
I think he is absolutely part of the machine.
You think
there.
He's part of the problem there?
Yes. No. I have never understood the love affair the league has with Kevin Stefanski. I've never understood it.
Well, Joe Flacco got hot one year. I think he's an okay coach. He's good, fine.
He's a solid coach, I do believe. And also, he was solid before Andrew Berry showed up here in the first place.
I think they're both bad.
Barry's worse.
I was going to say, I think Barry's worse. My real question
undoubtedly
now is,
Barry's worse.
I think Shedeur Sanders will start a game this year.
Yes.
Because it's what, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, Joe Flacco, Shedeur Sanders. I mean, that's your quarterback.
Gabriel's getting
caught. Yeah, and that's the thing. I think Gabriel might get caught. And then you're down to Shedeur Sanders, Kenny Pickett, and Joe Flacco. Flacco's 39-40.
Ty yep. Dunn tweeted out, the Cleveland Browns have such an opportunity to break in their 41st, 42nd, and 43rd starting quarterback since rejoining the NFL in 1999.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Again, there's Braden Swinson, so the bad. Patriots. I think they're having
a good draft.
Unbelievable they draft. Are
speaking of general managers that are actually doing smart things now on the other end of the spectrum.
Is that Elliott Wolf?
Good for
it is.
Good for New England. Yeah, no. Like, I'm glad that we don't live in the hell known as being a Cleveland Browns fan. Because it never ends.
No,
apparently.
It never ends.
And like, good for Sanders that the nightmare is finally over, and he goes to a team that originally had talked to him in the first place. But now there's too many questions. There's a bunch of heat now because you drafted him where you drafted him.
And the thing is, to Sal's point, too, and I know none of us really want to throw around the word circus, but it's the easiest one to do. The moment Kenny Pickett is bad, the moment Joe Flacco, whoever's starting to start the season is bad, the immediate clamoring from the media will be Shedeur Sanders.
From Boulder, Colorado.
I feel bad for Dylan Gabriel. Because
I do too.
Yeah. Just
congratulations on
this.
Getting drafted.
Right.
Yeah, it's it. Congratulations on getting drafted. They're going to cut a third round pick.
They're going to. It's asset wastement. Like, yeah. It's wasted asset management that, like. And yes, we should be talking more about, okay, Cleveland, you got a really good value here just now.
Yeah.
No, but you also took a third round pick in a deep draft class, set it on fire with a player that was threatening to be a UDFA.
Yeah, don't get it. Don't get it at all.
Let's take a
He's
time
an
out.
Idiot.
Take a time out. We're at pick 147. The San Francisco 49ers pick is in. We'll get to that on the other side. You're listening to our continuing coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft here on WGR. Back to WGR's coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft. Nate Geary, Zach Jones, and Derek Kramer with you. So obviously we'll spend the next 2.5 hours talking about, well, we won't, but the NFL will. Shedeur Sanders, Browns trading up. Make that make sense.
Hey, good for you, Coach Prime. Your tweet from 2024 saying that Shedeur will be a top five pick. Yeah, top five as in rounds.
Jaden Blue off the board here to the Cowboys at 149.
Now watch the Browns take another running back, too, just for good measure.
Well, you can't have too many running backs. That's what they say.
Oh, my God.
So let me get you a quick update.
We had, after Shedeur Sanders at 144, 145, the Philadelphia Eagles take Mack McWilliams, corner out of UCF. Then at 146, the New England Patriots take Braden Swinson. The Patriots continue having a very strong draft. Swinson, top 100 type talent out of LSU at the edge, rebuilding and stockpiling on that defensive line. San Francisco at 147 takes Jordan James, the running back from Oregon. Then right after that, the Los Angeles Rams, speaking of a team continuing to load up that defensive line that won them a lot of games last year. Ty Hamilton, defensive tackle, Ohio State, and then just mentioned the Cowboys at 149 taking Jaden Blue, running back out of Texas.
And the Bills were 20 picks away from 170. We are at pick 150 with Miami, who they end up taking someone that in Jordan Phillips. I'm like, okay, so why is Miami deciding to get smart with their defensive line this year too? You know, the rivals
rebuilding. They did not have a lot of defensive tackle. This would make me.
The rivals
think,
have done a decent job.
I think they, though, if I'm being honest, from the Patriot or from the Dolphins' perspective, I think they jumped the gun on the Jalen Ramsey.
Yes,
we're looking to move on from Jalen Ramsey because they did not address corner in this draft.
No,
they needed to address cornerback too. They do not currently have anyone in house that's really suitable to play cornerback too. I don't think you can trade Jalen Ramsey now, and the poop's out of the diaper.
I will say, the Dolphins, of the three division rivals, probably have had the least impressive of drafts, but they've had good picks.
Yeah, I liked, I mean, we all liked
We've liked the New England draft. We also have liked, the Jets have done a decent job, kind of quietly, this time around.
The Jets?
Yeah.
Yeah, fine draft.
But Patriots have had a great one. Miami's had some good picks. The Ravens, annoyingly so.
Well, yeah, the Ravens had a couple of good picks.
Right, Ravens had a couple of good picks.
Wondering, you know, we obviously a lot has been talked about Shedeur Sanders. He's finally off the board. I'm kind of wondering when the next quarterback gets taken. Quinn Ewers still on the board. Kyle McCord, Will Howard, Ohio State. I think probably round out. It depends what people think of Riley Leonard and Curtis Rourke. Kind of to me the last of the draftable quarterbacks here. Who do you think goes next? Kyle McCord? Well, here's the corner we just talked about for Miami.
Oh, there you go. Jason Marshall, Jr. from Florida. I think it's got to be Ewers or McCord, right? Or
yeah,
Will
I
Howard.
So. I would think it has to be McCord, but...
You're a Notre Dame guy. Does Riley Leonard jump one of these three?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Yeah, there's... This quarterback class is weird. And again, I still don't get what Cleveland was doing in the third round then. I really don't.
Yeah, they took, you know...
They took a guy who's not as good as the three that are still even available
now. They basically
now.
Took 20% of the draftable quarterbacks in one of the worst draft classes.
Yeah. And it's like, Andrew Berry, like, I get it. You want to move on from Deshaun Watson. But also, do it smarter. And the best part about it is, for in terms of pure value, you crushed the pick. But again, you took a pick that was in a deep draft class in the third round, and you threw it away. Not just with the pick itself, where Gabriel goes, but now you definitely have wasted it.
The Colts are now on the clock, pick 151. Derek mentioned the Bills are next on the clock at one at pick 170, and then again at 173.
You're probably in range to pair one of these up if you really like somebody. But the problem is those kinds of names, they're all gone.
Yeah, I mean the names, at least the ones worthy of taking, have you know baggage. Isaiah Bond, obviously, with the legal issues that he's in the midst of.
No, thank you.
You know, maybe Torrey Horton, the wide receiver from Colorado State.
Horton's probably one.
There's some names at safety left. I like Jalen Reed a lot. He's available. Penn State. You know, they could take another corner in this draft as well. It wouldn't necessarily surprise me. There's still some names left in this one. I know Quincy Riley went at 131, but Denzel Burke of Ohio State, player I like. You know, again, linebacker could also be the move here, but I would think that at some point they're going to switch to the other side of the football.
If you want to go up and get Poo Paul, this is probably a good time to do it.
I was going to say Chris Paul Jr. From Ole Miss would be the only other player. But I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. But again, I don't know. Like even moving up 20 picks is a lot, I would suspect. But
It's not going to be huge value,
though. It's not going to be huge value anymore either. And again, we are into the fifth round, so value is not really going to be something that I'm concerning myself with at this point. You're probably picking
Unless you're trading a future third for a fourth round pick.
Yeah, there's been some weird asset management. And
Bjorn Warner. Remember him?
Warner and Kenny Moore.
Woo, woo, Kenny Woo. It's Kenny Moore, but here we are. The Colts picking at 151. They take running back DJ Giddens.
Running back Kansas State. I actually like Giddens.
He's a good player.
Good value for him. He was Dane Brugler's number 13 running back and had a third and fourth round grade.
Yeah. I like if the Bills needed to threaten on taking a running back, I would have had Giddens on the radar as well. So
4-4-3 guy.
Mostly defense for them outside of their first round pick. So they finally are able to jump back on offense. They take Giddens. Good value. Again, those are going to be fewer and farther in between now of getting those picks that will end up being a value selection. I am intrigued to see what Buffalo does here, more or less because it still has been all defense. Does that trend continue? Do you pair some of these picks up and move up? And if you do, is it for Paul, for example? Like, is it for Chris Paul? And if it is, that's 5 for 5 on the defense. And now it better be, you better not flake in the playoffs against Kansas City. You better not.
Yeah, they've put a lot of...
Even without an extra pick going to defense, you went 4 for 4. It is now a statement. Yeah, we're sick of this. We are sick of it too.
So the Colts finish their fifth round selections. Some good names. I don't know what they're going to have in Tyler Warren at tight end, their first-round pick on Thursday night. I think most people had Colston Loveland going after him. He went before him. But I think it was probably one of the more popular destinations of mock drafts was Tyler Warren going to Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shamar James, linebacker out of Florida. Yeah, if the Bills are starting to get worried about Paul.
Shamar James, linebackers have been going. Florida.
Couple of linebackers have been going, so now you start looking at it and going, oh, maybe now's the time. A couple of guards, it looks like being broadcast is typically the best available now. Marcus Mabow out of Purdue, Miles Frazier out of LSU.
Or as I like to say, Perdon't.
Hey, be nice. They only had one win last year.
They stink.
They do. Be nice.
They're always on Notre Dame's schedule.
Shut up.
Just Perdon't.
Shut up.
Miles Frazier,
it's a rough
LSU,
life, okay?
There's another guard with some potential there.
Yeah. Frazier as well. I am interested to see, like you had asked, where these next quarterbacks are with Ewers, Howard, McCord. They're probably your best value at this point now as well. Isaiah Bond, I think, is going undrafted.
I think so too.
Too much smoke about what has happened there to where, like, no. I'm not even remotely interested. As a matter of fact, the Bills do it, I'm probably upset. Because, like, that's probably a wasted pick. And it's not because of the talent, obviously. But, you know, best abilities, availability, and he would not be able to give that to you. For a much different reason than that saying is typically for.
Yeah, and Quinn Ewers still waiting on the board for his name to be called in this draft.
That's not a surprise, though.
He might be the next quarterback taken in this draft. Kyle McCord as well, a couple of names. The Bengals pick is in at 153 here. They took a really, really old linebacker earlier in the draft. They inexplicably – listen, I mean, I'm a huge Al Golden fan. He was the defensive coordinator for Notre Dame. They fired Lou Anarumo in, like, scapegoating him, having just bad players on their defense.
Awful defensive personnel, and they only have two more picks left, so this is one of their last selections in the entire draft.
Outside of Steve Spagnuolo, no one has had the Bills number more than Lou Anarumo in the playoffs. I'm happy to see him go.
Yeah. Have fun. Hang out in Indy. Have some fun. This is where, like, Cincinnati – they have mostly focused on defense in this draft as well. They've taken two linebackers. They've taken Shamar Stewart. So I would imagine they're probably going to stay pretty much close to the vest on that one on the defensive side of the ball because they need to. Any players that are not for the defense, they better be good. And the other one was Dylan Fairchild, guard out of Georgia. So Cincinnati, their draft class better look like one that is not going to be awe-inspiring with like a lot of skill position or excitable talent. It better not. It can't. They're not going to have themselves a good time at that point. Nate, when it comes down to it, though, like we're still waiting on their first selection in the fifth round. But overall, we haven't had a chance to really reflect on the draft class as a whole when it comes to the talent brought in overall. And I've got to say, there's not a single pick that I've hated out of these first four. I had my problem with Sanders, but I slept on it. Slept on it, come back here in the morning, and I say, it's a good find for a rotational piece that'll be immediate dividends for you. And then they go ahead and they fill the need that I felt like they needed, which was you get that one technique depth in there. You get a player that can help rotate out with
Daquan Jones.
And Deion Walker, he has his flaws. That's why he's in the fourth round. But if you can correct his pad level with technique, you've got yourself a solid rotational player. There's not a lot that you can really argue with this draft class overall. Yeah, it's not sexy. Yeah, there's no wide receiver. But tell me that this is not the biggest problem that they have is their defense and wanting to get younger and better there.
There's your Purdue guard.
Mabow going to the Giants. There we go. Boiler up.
Yay. After Cincinnati bypassed him.
Well, they took a guard.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're fine, honestly.
But yeah, I would agree with you, generally speaking, about this draft class.
They took Jalen Rivers. Never mind. I thought they traded out of that pick.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
It's not.
Bengals, what are you doing? But when it comes to the Bills, I really do think that this has been a solid draft class with the potential for a couple of these players to really pop off. And that is something that I haven't really seen with the Bills drafting strategy in a while. And that's the part that excites me. If Harrison hits, that is a top 10 corner in the league with his traits.
I agree with that.
If Sanders hits, there's a player right there next to Ed Oliver on passing downs that makes it terrifying. If Jackson hits, you've got a long-term guy to bookend with Rousseau.
Yeah. And again, they needed the bulky one tech. They got it. So they'll have a guy that they can put in there in early downs and feel like they've got a bit. I love his self comp to Calais Campbell. Because yes. They look the same. They look very similar.
They look the same. And if you can correct his pad level with technique, that's how you're gonna do it. It's going to look good.
Calais has always been a high pad level guy. Yeah. He's made it work. He's got elite hands. And the question will be, can he develop some elite hands?
Can you help create some techniques for him and tactics to allow for Walker to thrive?
All right, timeout coming up here as we enter hour four of the NFL draft. 1:55 on the clock. The Miami Dolphins sitting here at 1:55. We'll get you an update on that pick coming on the other side. You're listening to the 2025 coverage of the NFL draft.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
WGR's continuing coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft. We're on to day three, round five. pick 157 now on the clock for Tampa. Get you a quick update on some of the most recent picks going back to 153. Jalen Rivers, offensive tackle from Miami, to the Bengals at 153. Then 154, Marcus Mbau, a guard from Purdue. Then the Dolphins at 155 take Dante Trader Jr., the safety from Maryland. And most recently, Jeffrey Bassa, linebacker, Oregon, to the Kansas City Chiefs at 156. And I can update 157. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have selected Elijah Roberts, edge, SMU.
Not bad. Not bad. But now we're 13 picks away from the Bills. And the Bills will be frequent here if they stay where they are. They have 170, 173, and then start round six at 177. So it'll be very quick hitting if the Bills end up staying where they are.
All right, give me a second. Let me look through this and see if there's any more Kentucky players. Okay, there is a linebacker out of Kentucky, but he's listed as a UDFA. Let's see. Any more Kentucky players? Kentucky. That looks like it could be Eastern Kentucky. That doesn't count, though.
That doesn't count, though. That's a new school. Counts. That's a different school.
I don't think that counts.
No, it does not. I'm going to say that does not count.
Out of the state of Kentucky, no less, though.
Yeah, I was going to say J.J. Weaver out of Kentucky, but that's, again, UDFA.
Any wide receivers from Kentucky in here?
Nope. Mm. Bring back Stevie Johnson?
It's a thought.
So, Nate, before you go.
Yeah.
Because we know you're going to be heading out soon. Sean Dolak, do you think he gets drafted?
Yeah, I do. I do. I believe he gets drafted. I wouldn't shock me at all if it's towards the end of this round in the fifth. But I think he is definitely a sixth or seventh rounder for sure.
Honestly, you know where I think he goes?
Mm-mm.
240.
Bill's last pick.
Because oftentimes he's been projected as UDFA.
I hope you guys don't have to be here for that.
I mean,
you will be.
We probably will.
Yeah, you will be.
And hey, you
that
know
would
what?
Be the only reason I'm happy to stay. Yeah, till 240.
Sure. Honestly, sure. If it's going to be 240, let it be Dolak. I'm okay with that, honestly. So I'm interested to see because, like, when he had that pro day, he showed more athletically than a lot of people were assuming that he was. And it gives him a little bit of a chance to be drafted here today and this afternoon. So I'm hoping for it. I will say it's going to be interesting wherever he does end up. And you kind of want to hope that it's in Buffalo. You want to give another kid a shot that played around the corner. But the Bills also do already have that with Andreessen. So I wouldn't be surprised if Buffalo says, we're good on linebacker depth, actually, even heading into training camp. Thank you.
Did you get to watch any of him this year? He was a freak
this year. He was fantastic. He was just this ball hawk who was making plays in college football. And I really think, you know what it is? It's the washboard. It's that washboard neck roll. A lot of teams are like, oh, he's from the 80s. Never mind.
He looks like Brian Bosworth.
Yes. He looks like someone who...
The Boz, baby.
He would be thumping running backs back in the 1980s. It's the washboard. That's what it is.
I love the white...
It's the aesthetic.
Styrofoam neck pad. Only bros do that. All only right, bros. Well, time for me to step aside.
Yeah, Zach get
Jones
on out of here.
And
take
Derek
off.
Kramer will take over here for me as I
fun little
fade
guest
into
list.
The abyss. I think I need another coffee to survive today.
Yeah,
but
get on up, get on out of here, and go do what you got to do. I know you're not just going to be out just going having fun gallivanting, so, you know, sometimes people got business to take care of.
Business. All right, that'll do it for me. We have more continuing coverage coming up next from 3 until blank as the Bills pick last at 240, but the Bills are up in 12 picks. This was the last interesting wide receiver I really had. Keandre Lambert-Smith of Auburn, the last like true burner left in this draft, and the Chargers grab him here.
And that's
at
what you get to leave with.
That's right. That's what I get to leave with. Thanks for listening, everybody. More of Derek Kramer and Zach Jones on the other side. You're listening to continuing coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft on WGR.